Good morning, everybody.
I hope your day is off to a great start. I hope you've got a warm cup of joe, cup of tea, and you really have enjoyed the beginning of our worship service. You know, the summer is coming to a conclusion, but out here in Halifax today, the weather has been incredible. It's been sunny. We've just gone through that tropical storm called Teddy, but it didn't hit us as hard as we thought it might. But then the next few days have been awesome. And you know, the title of our lesson today is Invest in Rest. And I wanted to come on out to an area that my wife and I often come to spend time with God, to pray, to meditate, to look at God's incredible creation. And the area is called Shebucto Head. It's really the entranceway into the harbor of Halifax. But you have rocks here that are literally maybe 100 feet up from the water. I'm standing in the middle of some of them right now, and it's just an incredible day. And I hope you enjoy the background during our lesson. I want to start off with a question for us. What do you invest in? And why do you invest in those things? You know, I wanted to give us five things I believe we try to invest in our lives. You know, the first thing that we invest in is our health. And we will go and get memberships for gyms. We'll spend money on that. We'll invest time. We'll invest physical energy, which will even bring pain, tightness of muscles, soreness. Sometimes we'll do things and we'll realize that our body is older than our mind thinks and we feel pain. You know, we'll go through dieting and we'll lose weight to try to stay slim or to get healthier. You know, in my life, I've lost a million pounds. But I've also gained 1,000,030. So you do the math. You know, another thing that we will invest in is relationships. And there are very many different levels of relationships that we invest in. We invest in a friendship, spending a time, sending a text, making a phone call, hanging out, doing things together, trying to connect and build friendships. We'll invest time into maybe pursuing a man or a woman in a relationship, and we'll give our heart and invest our heart, and sometimes it's not reciprocated. And, you know, in the investment world, there's something called ROI, return on investment. And we put all this effort and energy out, and we get zero back in it. And sometimes it can crush our hearts. You know, we invest in education. Think about the amount of money students pay to go to universities and colleges or classes online that they take, the various things that we will spend. The pursuit of knowledge is so big in our culture. And you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1, verse 18, it says, with the more knowledge comes more grief. And you know, sometimes I can understand that because it seems like the more you learn, the more you realize you need to learn. And I think education is incredibly important, but it's amazing how we can get caught up in just the pursuit of more and more, and we invest more and more money, more and more time as we move forward. What about investing in our careers? We work hard. We spend long hours. We work overtime. We put up with a lot of stuff that our bosses do to us, say to us. We deal with problems in the workplace. We feel the stresses and the pressures of all that. And we sacrifice so much of our time to get ahead in our careers. You know, there's a song by Boston. And as I was thinking through this lesson, these lyrics came to mind. And it says, climbing to the top of the company ladder, hoping it doesn't take too long. Can't you see there'll come a day when it won't matter? There'll come a day when you'll be gone. And yet we think that we are so important in the moment for this job, but there'll come a time when we'll be gone and someone else will have that spot. And you think about all the time and effort and sacrifice we've made to try to get ahead. You think about wealth and possessions and how much time and effort and money we invest in trying to get ahead, to get a bigger house, a better car, better clothing, the vacations, the holidays, all the things that we just pour our money into. or the things we want to surround ourselves with in our home. And sometimes we think that we get so much security because of that. Or sometimes our self-esteem comes from the value of the things that we have, or what others might think of us because we have it. And it's incredible how a lot of us will just sacrifice so much for that. You know, in Ecclesiastes, and as you can tell, I have a few scriptures out of Ecclesiastes. But in chapter 5, in verse 10, it says, "Whoever loves money will never be satisfied with money. Whoever loves wealth will never be satisfied with more income. Even this is pointless. As the number of goods increase, so do the number of people who consume them. What do owners gain from all their goods except the opportunity to look at them? The sleep of working people is sweet, whether they eat a lot or little. But the full stomachs that rich people have will not allow them to sleep." You know, the author here is just talking about the pursuit of that wealth, and it doesn't bring rest to us. And the more money we get, the more money we want. And it's an interesting thing in our society at this time. We think that true value comes in amassing wealth. And yet, the author here says, hold on. Those who put a full day's in, whether they eat a lot or eat a little, are going to have a great night's sleep. But those who are rich don't get to sleep so well. You know, my experience has been, as I've talked to people who consume more and more wealth and gain more and more wealth, they have sleepless nights because they start worrying about other people taking it. And then worry sets in. You know, I want you to picture for a moment, of these five things we talked about, your health, your relationships, your education, your career, your wealth, possessions, all of those things are important. But it all depends what our perspective is in those things. I hope everyone who's out there striving for an education gets it and does well in it. Those who are building your career, I hope you do excellent in it. If you have the ability to gain wealth and possession, then I hope you can do that. Those of us who are striving to stay healthy and fit, continue on that journey. But when it comes down to those things, if it's all about self, then what ends up happening is we lose. You know, I want you to think about eternity for a minute. If eternity is a timeline, our life on this planet is but a dot, a speck. And it'll be gone. And people in the future will not remember those of us in the past. And so what happens? And so I'm asking us to think for a moment, what is most important in our life? You know, the author of Ecclesiastes is asking us to keep things in perspective, that these are all blessings from God, and so therefore let's remember that. You know, at the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 and 14, after he has done everything, he comes back and says, this is the whole duty of man, to remember God and to obey his commandments. And so in our lesson today about rest, and I have some shadows coming in, I apologize for that. But when it comes to rest, we need to first of all be intentional about creating space for God to work. We need to be intentional about it. Coming out to a place like this, being intentional about it, so that I can come and listen to God and create space for him to fill. You know, last week in this podcast this week, we talked about quieting the voices in our life so that we in turn can hear God's voice, being still and knowing God. As a podcast on Wednesday about Elijah, he didn't hear God in the storm. He didn't hear God in the earthquake and the fire, but he heard the gentle whisper. We need to hear God's gentle whisper. And then when we hear God's whisper, what we need to do is we need to put it into practice. We need to apply what God is speaking to our hearts into our life. Wisdom comes from the application of knowledge. Let me say that again. Wisdom comes from the application of knowledge. You know, we spend a lot of time reading our Bibles. We learn a lot of things, but are we applying it to our lives? Or do we look at it and go, hey, I got the knowledge, but it's not having an impact on how I live my life. It's not having an impact on reflecting God's glory because people don't see it. You know, if you turn me over to Genesis chapter 1, this has been a passage we've talked a lot about out here in Halifax. And we talked about God reintroducing himself to his people. In Genesis chapter 1, at the very end, after he's created everything, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and that it was very good. There was evening, then morning, the sixth day. Heaven and earth and everything in them were finished. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. On the seventh day, he stopped," or he rested, "from the work he had been doing. Then God blessed the seventh day and set it apart as holy, because on that day, he stopped all his work of creation." You know, you think about this. God had created everything we know in 6 days. Why doesn't the story just end there? But yet it says on the seventh day, God looked at all he created. He looked at you. He looked at me. And he said, "Very good." You know, we've been talking about that out here. The term in Hebrew is tov me'od. You know, when God looks at us, he sees us as very good. We get caught up in all our production and in all our value in the things that we do. But God looks at us and says, "I created you the way I wanted you. And you're very good." And it becomes important, again, that we're intentional in creating a space for God to work. We need to be intentional to quiet the voices down so we can listen for God's whisper about our lives. And then what we need to do is, when we hear it, we need to apply it. We need to put it into practice. And we need to grow in our wisdom by the knowledge that we've learned and seeing the application in our lives. You know, as we wrap up our service today, you know, it's always great being together in our joint services, and I hope you're encouraged by them. It's always good to see the different ministers and the different brothers and sisters who get to be on here when we do these services. And I'm so grateful for the unity that we have amongst the brothers and the sisters across our churches. But you know, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus would help us understand about creating space. Verse 25, he says, "So I tell you to stop worrying about what you will eat, drink, or wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds. They don't plant, harvest, or gather the harvest into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they?" Again, coming back to being tov me'od. "Can any of you add a single hour to your life by worrying? And why worry about clothes? Notice how the flowers grow in the field. They never work or spin yarn for clothes. But I say that not even Solomon in all his majesty was dressed like one of these flowers. That's the way God clothes the grass of the field. Today it's alive and tomorrow it's thrown into the incinerator. So how much more will he clothe you people who have so little faith? Don't ever worry and say, 'What are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear?' Everyone is concerned about these things, and your heavenly Father certainly knows you need them all. But first, be concerned about his kingdom and what his approval is. Then all these things will be provided to you. Don't worry about tomorrow. After all, tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." You know, we get so caught up in the pursuits of all these things in our life that we lose sight of what is most important: seeking first God and his kingdom and his righteousness. And so that's why we need to create time, space, so we can let God fill that. Again, I appreciate being able to be out at a place like this. Hopefully you have some places that you can go that help you just hear God in the midst of his incredible creation. You know, as that sun has sort of set down behind these rocks and we've had the change in the colors here, you can see an incredible sky behind me and the pastel colors of God's incredible creation. That's the God we worship, an incredible God who cares about you and who cares about me. So let us not worry about all the things this world worries about, but let us make space for God and reflect His glory in our life. I hope you have an incredible week and a blessed week, and that you spend time with your awesome Father in heaven. We're signing off from Halifax. Amen.